Shalom Ivracha. The previous pasuk, David HaMelech, taught us how in a situation in which the entire world, those around us, are degrading us and looking down on us, it doesn't cause us to fall into despair. We always know Hashem is with us, we just have to turn to Hashem and He will save us. And we know more than that, that Hashem set up this situation for us to bring us closer to Him, to bring us to those feelings that we care about not only ourselves, but the Kvod Shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next pasuk is also similar. Gam Yoshvu Sorim. Also, when the ministers, the high-ranking people, Goyim, around the world, Bi Nidboru, they spoke about me. How's this guy behaving? What's involving himself in religious pursuits? Someone just told me they went to a university, and the first day in university, the professor asks, "Is there any problem? Does anybody have a problem of having a test on Shabbos?" And this person was a religious Jew, and he said, "Yeah, I have a problem." So the person, this was in England, Africa. The professor asked, "Oh, you're an Orthodox Jew?" And he said, "Yes." So the professor told him, "Don't worry, in a short period of time, we'll get you out of that also." That's the way they look at us. They look at us as being from some other planet. You know, the problem is that they're from some other planet, because the planet was fully created by Kodesh Bohu just for us to receive the Torah and use this short time in the world to bring ourselves closer to Hashem and to uplift the world and uplift ourselves to Mizrecha, to eternal goodness. So Gam Yoshu Sorim, the professors, heads of states, Bi Midbaru, they're looking at me, what is this guy doing all these things that don't make sense? Abdecha, I remain your servant. I don't care what people say. Yosiach Bechukecha, I'm going to constantly speak Tafke about the Chukim. Tafke about the Chukim, that those are the things that they make the most fun of. Mele the Mishpatim, the laws of Mishpat, justice, that anybody who knows a little bit of world history, all the modern laws of justice come from the Torah, come from the Jewish people. I once met somebody who told me that he went through the history of English, the development of English law, and it was progressing, and then for, I don't know how many years, close to 100 years, it stopped and it started again. That period of time that it stopped progressing was the time there was the expulsion of the Jews. The Jews are behind all the real mishpat, real honest upholding of true justice. But lemaisa, the chukim is something that doesn't make sense. We say, no, avdecho, because I'm your evid, it makes 100% sense. If I'm your evid, and I know that everything happens from you, and you ask me to do something, I don't have to ask why. Because I know we have the right relationship. You care for everything for me, and if you want me to do something, then I know it's important to you. I don't have to understand it. Because I'm constantly involved in recognizing that everything's from you, and mele your chukim are also something that I desire to do, and I'm not embarrassed to do. Because I know it works. So this is another message for us. It doesn't care. We have to realize we're more exposed to the outside world, the secular world, than ever before. There were times in history the Jew had their closed shtetlach, different parts of the world that were totally immersed only in their things. Yerushalayim of 100 years ago, all over the world it was like that. And there was so much spiritual growth. Today we're inundated with the values of the goyim, and sometimes it cools us off. We have to realize we don't care what they're speaking. Even people that seem to be the most intelligent, most empowered, the sorim are talking. Let them talk. We have it right. We are avdecho, we are avdei Hashem, and the greatest level a human being can achieve is being an Eved Hashem, because being Eved Hashem is putting himself into the Kav Yochel, royal entourage, royal palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest of them all. Should be zeichet to appreciate our true greatness. Feel proud of every bracha we make, every tefillah we say. Our children, our family should see how excited we are about. And that's going to give them the power to go through what the world is going through, not to be embarrassed, not to say, why are we different? No, we know why we are different, because we're Abdei Hashem, we're the exalted nation, which all the Goyim knows deep down that we're so special. That's why they're jealous of us. That's why they want to get rid of us, because we give them a conscience that they try to run away from. We should once again appreciate our greatness, and we'll see great Yeshuas.